ನಮಃ. ಗುರು ಪೂರ್ಣಿಮಾ ಗ್ರೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ 77th ಬ್ಯಾಚ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ರೋವಿಲ್. ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ 77 ಬ್ಯಾಚಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋಗ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಎನಿ ಇಂಟರಪ್ಷನ್, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಗುರು ಕೃಪಾ. ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದ ಗುರುಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ ದಿಸ್ 77 batches of yoga without any interruption. We have to ask ourselves, what is our default state? Default state, inflexibility or flexibility? Is the default state is sickness or health? Is the default state is dull personality or enlivened personality? If the default state is anxiety or full of hope in the future, if the default state is depressed personality or full of aspiration, if is the default state of our personality is feeling impoverished or feeling of abundance in life, if the default state is feeling helpless in life or feeling full of empowerment, what is our default state? The default state, snakes, when resting, its default state is it coils itself up, put the head down. Our default state also in the winter months, we had 4 weeks of break, default state, laid back, lazy approach, and take the life as granted. And in the weekend, we get up around 8 o'clock, whole day sleeping, default state. Like a snake, it's a head turned down, that state is called as a tamasic. Default state of us, personality is tamasic in nature. Tamasic in nature, dull in nature, it is called, the scriptures talk this one as vikriti, unnatural. This default state is unnatural, you are not supposed to be. But we have gone back to the default state. Like a spring, when not in use, it has gone into its default state. To bring the spring into its original position, effort is required. Default state is tamasic. When like a snake is, when it's awakened, it shakes off. When we are shaken in our life, we get out, energy comes out, and uncontrolled movement of energy resulting in awkward action. That is called as rajasic. The rajasic one, uncontrolled. We are woken up, but we don't know what we are doing. It's rajasic action. That is called as prakriti. Prakriti, animals are the impulsive. It is rajasic in nature, we are like animalistic. The unnatural tamasic nature, it is asuri type, it is unnatural. What is the, we eat whatever we want, drink whatever we want, no training is required. People say, I don't say anything to my children, let them do whatever they want. Let them enjoy. When we were growing up, we did not have anything. Now let the children enjoy. They are leading a life as you like. It's a natural way. It is called as prakriti. Prakriti, it won't bring good in you. Initially, it is sound to be thrilling, but ends up in sorrow. What is required, moving away from the vikriti through the prakriti, you have to go to the another state, you have to put in effort to bring out the best in you. To bring out the best in you, what is required, it's a discipline is required, discipline inculcated in you, the discipline is called a samskriti. Without samskriti in you, best in you won't come out. You have to, from the samskriti, to bring out the, imbibe the samskriti in you, what is required is called a sadhana. Sadhana is required, the samskriti, to bring out the children. Initially they rebel, they don't want to do. But samskriti is required, effort is required. Initially they are complaining, but the end result is happiness, joy. Disciplined life leads to samskriti. Samskriti leads to the best in you to comes out. In Upanishad, that talks about laye sambodaye chittam vikshittam shamayet punaha sakashayam vijaniyat samam praptana chalayet. Mandukya Upanishad talks about laye sambodaye chittam. You have been like a snake, dormant, lazy, lethargy. Laye sambodaye, wake up. And vikshiptam, when you wake up, you don't know which way to do. Calm your mind. Vikshiptam shamayet punaham. Your vikshipta manas, it is going all over the place. Shamayet punaham. Again and again, put an effort to calm your mind down. Sakashayam vijaniyat samam praptana chalayet. When the mind has become calm and serene, when you discover the quietness, tranquility, remain there. Remain there to that sattvic state. Remain in the sattvic state. To move out of our comfort zone, default state. What is required in your life is a guru. Without a guru, given a chance, you will slip back into your old habits. Slip back into your default state. If you do not want to slip back into the default state, what you need in your life is a guru. Guru is the one who inspires you to come out of your vikriti, come out of your prakriti, move into the samskriti. What is required is a guru. Without the guru's guru in your life, you won't bring out, you won't move out of your comfort zone, you won't move out of your default state. And in the yoga is essential to bring in the samskriti. To have the sadhana, what is required, you have to be enabled physically. Physically strong, mentally strong, spiritually thirsty. These three components are required to bring in the samskriti in you. The physically strong, mentally stable, spiritually thirsty, longing to know. When these three are there, your default state is transformed. Your default state is transformed into for a better. In the Upanishad, it talks about Shvetashatara Upanishad, Shunvantu Vishve Amritasya Putra Ayedhamani Divyani Tastu. Oh world, listen to me what I am saying. But nobody is interested. It's talking about, oh world, Vishvasya Shrunvantu Vishve, whole world, listen to me what I am saying. Amritasya Putra, you have great possibility, potential to accomplish great things in your life. Amritasya Putra, Ayedhamani, Divyani, there is a better living, better mode of living. Divyani Tastu, come, I am there. Come, wake up, wake up. It is talking about clarion call in Shvetashatara Upanishad. Shunvant, but nobody is interested in listening. Everyone wants to be in their default state. The moving out of the default state, we are those who are in the default state, they are a wipeout. They squandered another life, wasted life. Those who are willing to change, the default state of their personality, default state, they will be recognized. They will accomplish great things. They will be regarded for that. Yoga is a must. Yoga, it's a guru is a must. Yoga is a must. For that, change your default state. I call upon everyone to change your default state. Default state, and I am those who are wanting to travel further and higher in your life, and I am there behind you to shift your default state. Make a sankalpa on Guru Purnima. I don't want to be old person. Same old habits. I want to change my default state, default status of our personality. I want to change. I want to move from Vikriti, Prakriti. I want to be someone extraordinary. I don't want to be a washout in the history. Nobody recognizes. The default state, one who has enabled the samskriti in that person will be regarded, respected, and revered in the society. Like.